The Boston Public Library got some good news last week. It will not have to close the main Copley Square branch on 5 Sundays, a move that was planned in an effort to save money. Two library trustees, Jeffrey Rudman and Raymond Tai, came forward with $55,000 of their own money to keep the library open on those Sundays. Like most libraries around the country, the Boston Library has to balance tighter than ever finances with an increasing number of patrons. Boston Public Library President Amy Ryan's been trying to preserve services and must cut $4 million from her budget. She's already slashed $1.3 million in spending. Ironically, Ryan wrote her master's thesis on the role of libraries during economic downturns. And Amy Ryan joins us to talk about this balancing act. Amy, thanks for speaking with us.
Thank you, Deb.
Did you expect that thesis you wrote a long time ago about libraries in an economic downturn would be something you'd actually be living right now?
No, but I had written it in 1975, and it compared how public libraries reacted during the recession in the early 70s to the depression in the 30s. And it's very applicable to today's economic situation, too.
Well, what happened in the 70s and in the depression?
Well, it's paradoxical, Deb, because the public library is an essential resource, particularly during an economic depression time. But our resources are stretched thinner and thinner. So unlike a business, it's an asymmetrical balance. From 1929 to 1933, there was a 37% increase in the number of books borrowed. And when I look at Boston Public Library statistics, it's interesting because there's been a 30% increase in people getting new library cards just since last July. So, Deb, that's 71,000 people getting new library cards. And along with that, a statistic that I think is very important is that 7,000 of those people were teenagers.
Hmm. What makes this particular economic downturn different, do you know?
Well, I think the severity of it. Hmm. I think it's an unprecedented downturn. I think people are anxious, and the library is doing what it does best. We're providing computer access, books, DVDs, CDs, programs from drop-in science for kids to business plans for adults.
You have to cut.
We do have to cut. We looked at what are the priorities during this time and how can we streamline our business operations. And so we did that, and we teamed up with other city agencies too. So it's great for the citizens of Boston that we're keeping all of our branch libraries open. And at this point, we are not reducing hours. We are closing the Kirstein Business Branch as a building, but we're relocating those business services to Copley, which will also improve access in terms of physical accessibility and computers and hours. Hmm.
But you do have to lay off some library workers.
We do have to lay off some library workers. That's true.
Hmm. And so when you look at that, would you say that you're just sort of strategically looking at where the greatest need is, or how do you balance need and budget cuts, I guess?
Well, you know, it's tough. Yeah. And there's many choices. We did not take what I would consider knee-jerk reaction of going to the book budget. We really came up with four priorities. One is advancement of learning, which you know is carved over in stone over the door at Copley. So every day I go to work, I look at that. The second one is that we recognize libraries are gathering places. So that means that we're going to keep our libraries clean, organized, welcoming, so people can come in and spend time in our branch system in Copley. The third one is we really want to provide easy access to our resources most in demand. We're not going to cut hours. We're not going to close our branch libraries or Copley, and we are going to continue to provide the most resources to the greatest number of people. And the fourth is a challenge for us to increase our resources to help Bostonians during this economic downturn.
You know, there's also a story recently in the New York Times about librarians around the country saying that they have to manage increasingly anxious patrons. Do you think that there are a lot of people who are really anxious? Are you feeling the anxiety about the economy in the library?
Oh, we are, Deb. And in fact, a group of us were just talking about that just this week. So we're going to do a few things about that. We're turning to the City of Boston for help with getting experts in to talk to us about how we manage people successfully during this anxious time.
Do you, does a particular story come to mind that you think exemplifies what's been going on with you? Is there one particular story you can think of?
Well, you know, there's the human factor. We have a great teen librarian, Jessie Snow, and so she partnered recently with the Fairy Godmother Project of Massachusetts. And the Fairy Godmother Project collects gently used prom dresses for teenage girls. And so just this month, Jessie and the Fairy Godmother Project teamed up, and the kids came to the public library to get free prom dresses. So I thought that was great. That's reaching out. Mm. It's not an ordinary service that we do, but it just is so keyed into this economic downturn. When we think of the economic downturn, of course, it jumps to mind about the library helping people with their business plans and with resume writing. But people out of work, too, just need the library as a soft place in their lives.
That's Amy Ryan. She's president of the Boston Public Library, a system facing millions of dollars in budget cuts. And years ago, she wrote her master's thesis on the role of libraries in economic downturns.